I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. The River Bend Food Bank continues to provide record numbers of meals to people in northwestern Illinois and eastern Iowa. President and CEO Mike Miller says the pandemic arrived more than 10 years after the Great Recession, and it hit just as the food bank was ready to announce that food insecurity had dropped below pre-recession levels of 2008.
The food bank set new monthly distribution records in April, May, June, and July, averaging over 2 million meals per month and a new record of 2.3 million meals in July. So we are almost keeping up with the increased need in spite of significant obstacles.
Demand has increased from around 100,000 people not having enough food to 160,000. Miller says operations are more difficult with COVID-19 measures in place, such as social distancing and no-contact food delivery, and the Riverbend Food Bank is just now starting to invite volunteers back to help. Supply chains have also been seriously interrupted.
The concern early on was, oh no, with this increased need, might we run out of food? And I'm happy to report that no, we're maintaining inventory levels even above what we did a year ago because we got ahead of the game and purchased food orders early on to make sure that didn't happen. So I think we're okay, but that, of course, is dependent upon continued response. But financial support is still the most important way people can help.
And September is Hunger Action Month.
This country throws away fully one-third of the food we produce, and that is enough food to feed everyone. We are just throwing it away. So the only thing it would take to end hunger in our community is for us all to commit to never throwing away food that could still be eaten by someone in need. So we are asking the public and the media to join us in this observance and use the occasion to help our community understand that hunger is a completely solvable problem.
Miller says this is a marathon, and people can help by donating and learning more at riverbendfoodbank.org. People who need help can also find out where to go for food and meals in their own communities. I'm Michelle O'Neill.